Good morning. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. High beef prices are likely to be offset by high costs elsewhere for Colorado ranchers this summer. Jenny Byerman is an economist with CSU Extension. She says beef producers looking to sell more cows amid drought challenges also face larger expenses.
Feed, fuel, and hauling costs all rising at the same time as our forage and water availability shrink. So fuel costs for hauling additional water, fuel costs for trucking cows and pairs to additional pasture, fuel costs of hauling an additional feed.
Beef prices are forecasted around $5 per pound for this year, about double what was expected before costs spiked in recent years. Smoke from a large wildfire burning in southwest Utah is drifting into Colorado, carried by strong westerly winds. The result? Lingering hazy skies and poor air quality. People with asthma, heart or lung disease, older adults and young children are encouraged to limit outdoor if smoke does become visible. It is unclear when the haze may dissipate. Hundreds of people traded their cars for inner tubes on Friday during Boulder's annual Tube to Work Day. About 400 people floated down Boulder Creek as part of the quirky tradition, now in its 18th year. Organizers said they weren't sure that the event would even happen after a dry winter left water levels unusually low. But recent thunderstorms raised the creek just enough to keep the tradition afloat. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.